I remember where we got the idea from. So there were three, maybe four of us, went to the Royal Festival Hall, and it would have been 1967, and we went to see Ravi Shankar play. And we all knew who Ravi Shankar was, because we all knew who George Harrison was, because you couldn't not know who George Harrison was in 1967. It was a surprise that him and Paul McCartney were sitting up there in the Royal Festival Hall in the balconies. And they both seem to be in red velvet suits, but maybe that's just a memory that is false, because memories are false sometimes, aren't they? But this one isn't. So we loved it all so much that we thought, where can we go and see Ravi Shankar play again? And we had a look at his timetable on the back of the programme, and it said he was going to be in Paris that April. Easter. So we could be on holiday from school. And it was just a question of finding the money to go to Paris. And anyway, we did. I think three of us went with guitars, me, Greg and Simon. And on the way over, as was the way when you were 15 going on 16, we hung out with, we met an American girl who was maybe a bit older than us, with long red hair, and her name was Christine. This is not a romantic story really, but I think that she did have a romantic attachment to one of us, a bit, probably totally unrealised, and that would be Greg. Greg was blonde. I was curly-haired, and Simon had a quiff, actually, which was a bit out of time for the time. So, there we were on the boat, and we said we'll meet the next day, which happened to be Good Friday, next to the Seine in Paris. And we just loved it, being in Paris, being 15 going on 16, thinking that you knew most things, and that most things were just a bottle of the cheapest wine you could buy and some cheese and a baguette, and you could live like that for the rest of your life. And why wasn't everyone doing that, we thought, with a certainty that you only have when you're that young. Anyway, it was the next morning, and we'd arranged to meet Christine, and sure enough, she came along too. And I think that we wrote the first song together that I'd ever written with other people. I was in a band with Simon and Greg and another guy called Andy, who was later in the Sex Pistols, briefly. But anyway, I wasn't. So there we all were, sitting by the Seine. Me, Simon, Greg and Christine. With guitars, not Christine. And I think Greg began to play a couple of chords, and we all joined in on the couple of chords. And pretty soon, we were singing about being in France. We're in France, we sang.
We're in France. We're in France. We're in France. We're in France.
And since I can still remember the song, I've put the song in here somewhere. And it was just an amazing day. It was sunnier than any day I remember before or since. Not really hot, not sweaty, just idyllic. And the sky was as blue as you could see blue sky. And the sun glittered on the water, and the boats went by. And we sang, "We're in France." And we sang, "We're in France." And we sang, "We're in France." And we must have just sung on and on for, you know, a couple of hours, maybe 3 hours. And we drank red wine and had baguette and some kind of cheese. And we knew that life was going to be like this for the rest of our lives. And as it got dark, I think we said goodbye to Christine, who had to go somewhere else. And we'd all shared Good Friday. I didn't know at the time, but maybe that was the best Good Friday ever. I always expect Good Friday now to be that good, and it never is. But anyway, reality began to kick in, you'll be happy to know. So we went that night to Restaurant Jean that Greg said was a great place to go. And it probably was, and we all had coq au vin, and that tasted good. But by Saturday night, we were all spending most of our time sitting on the toilet. And I think I clocked the most going to the toilets to shit myself in that time. I think I went 21 times in 24 hours, but probably some of you can beat that. And anyway, it's not a competition. So we spent the last 2 days in Paris completely crocked up and in bed and sinking fast. But what an amazing, amazing Good Friday.